Follow us on Twitter at RTE Mooney.
And now, as they say, for something completely different. Extraordinary voice there of soprano Celine Byrne performing Puccini's O Mio Babbino Caro from the Mooney Tunes concert at the National Concert Hall in 2014. And next month, Celine will be performing at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in the Moscow State Opera's production of Carmen, when she will be playing the role of faithful sweetheart Michaela. Now, Celine is in the studio with me. You're very welcome to the programme, Celine.
Thank you very much for inviting me on.
I saw a copy of the RT Guide the other day. And you were there in it. And in an interview with Michael Doherty, you say the role of Michaela is a bit of a bitch. I was shocked and horrified.
No, she's not.
A bit of a bitch to sing.
Oh, yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
And I was quoted as saying that.
Personal against
I'm sure
like.
I could have said it in a more eloquent way. What I meant...
Yeah, the message came across, so let's say the honest...
What I meant to say was, like, it's not such an easy role, although it's a small role, because of the tessitura in which it's written. Now, your listeners are saying, what is she talking about? Well, the tessitura...
Well, I was actually wondering what you were talking about. Never mind the listeners. I've never seen Carmen, so what's it about?
Well, just getting back to that point, it's just the tessitura means that it's in the range in which it's written. So it's written quite high. So basically, you're singing up in the gods the whole time and you don't really come back down to earth. So it's a difficult kind of aria to sing.
That's an example.
That je dis crie anime fivant. It's just up there. It stays up there. It stays up in the gods. But Carmen is a wonderful opera. I mean, anybody that's out there knows that Carmen is an opera. So even if they haven't seen it, they know it exists.
I'm told it's very sexy.
Well, Carmen's very sexy.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, she is beautiful. And she tempts Don Jose, who's actually... is actually my boyfriend, actually.
Okay. So you're a bit devastated you didn't get the role of Carmen, are you?
No. I couldn't sing Carmen because Carmen's for a mezzo-soprano, so it's a different voice type.
But excuse I.
Yeah, it's for a different voice type. So I would never actually sing Carmen. It's just one of those wonderful mezzo roles. I sing the role of Michaela because that's the soprano role in the opera. And it's a great role as well, but it's a country, it kind of a bit like myself. It's a country, she's a country girl and she comes looking for her boyfriend with a letter from her mom, from his mom. And in the meantime, he's been in the city and out comes Carmen and seduces him. And he gets, he gets wrapped up in that world of the gypsy world because she's a gypsy and gets involved at all contraband and all that kind of crime. And in the end, she fancies somebody else. She fancies the toreador. Do you know the toreador tanga? That song, that's for a baritone.
Yes, I've heard it. I can't tell you when.
That's for a baritone. I have. And she falls for him, of course. And then Don Jose sees that and he gets jealous and he kills her with jealousy.
Have you played the role before?
Michael, yeah, I've sung it in Covent Garden.
And do you change how you interpret it when you're doing it somewhere else for a different company, or do
it
you
depends
do it exactly
on the production.
The same way?
No, because it depends on the production also. Because if it's a modern take, you take out the kind of traditions of the country girl and trying to bring it into the 21st century.
Well, now explain that to me. I'm very innocent.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you are.
No, but come on, tell me.
No, but like if it was a kind of an old fashioned, or not so much old fashioned, but old style, classical style of portraying the opera in a production, then the country girl, because it's traditional, would be even more naive and very kind of very ladylike and would know her place in society.
But you wouldn't sing it any differently, would you?
Well, I think you'd be a little bit more innocent.
Right, okay.
You know, a little bit more naive than you would if you were doing modern, because in the 21st century, girls are obviously different and you would have to apply that also to the opera. So I'd say she'd be a little bit more... I'd say when she's jealous of Carmen, she'd be able to show it a bit more because right. she'd be more emotive. She'd be able to show her emotions a bit more.
So how will you be in this production? So Moscow State Opera's production.
Yeah, I've done this production before because I came here 4 years ago and it was very, very popular and that's why it's back.
And that's why they've asked you back, presumably.
Yeah.
Because you were good.
Yeah, well, I'm the only Irish girl that's in it. I'm the only, and they came here also with their butterfly and I was their butterfly and I was the only Irish person in that as well. So it's nice to be in a production in my own home country.
Considering well, you need a local name. I think.
Well, it's not just any local name.
No, not just any old local name. A local name who can do it. It's good to have a star who can actually sing it.
Yeah, well, I but suppose that's a little bit a of an incentive
name. Yeah, well,
them.
If I say Celine Byrne in the Moscow State Opera production of Carmen, I think, well, I know Celine Byrne. I know she's a brilliant singer. I could go and see her.
Yeah,
don't have to like the rest of it.
But isn't it sad, don't you think?
No.
It's sad in a way that Moscow State Opera are bringing over an opera to Dublin and that we're the only capital city in Europe that don't have a national opera company. Now, I know we have Wexford Opera, which is now the National Opera House, but that festival is just so fantastic and has a wonderful name worldwide. It's so prestigious. But what I'm talking about is the fact that our capital city, Dublin, does not have a National Opera House.
And that's who would pay for it?
Well, look, I work a lot in Germany and nearly all the theatres are funded by the government, by the taxpayers. I know people would say, well, we've got a problem with the health system, we've got a problem with this, that and the other.
Isn't that the problem?
Who would be going
to the opera?
But see, I'm not talking about more money going to the arts. I'm talking about the money that's already there for the arts, that it be used to the better, for the better.
I'm sure the Arts Council and everybody else who's in charge of doling out dosh to artistic endeavours would argue that they're doing it the right way as it is.
Well, I can't say they are or they're not.
You're just arguing for your little bit.
I can't say they are or they're not, but I just think in this modern world that we're the only capital city in Europe without an opera house.
How did you get into it? Were your parents big into opera?
No, would you stop, Derek? I grew up in the country and the thing, you know, the only thing I knew growing up in the country was how to foot turf and do the bog and go to school. That's all I basically did.
Oh, come on.
No, there was no classical music in my house.
Where did it come from then?
I always loved singing and I have a love for singing and I was in my high school, I thought I was in America there for a minute. In secondary school, I was in the school play. I played My Fair Lady. So I got to say that famous line, you know, Dover, move your blooming ass! I love that. I absolutely love that because I was like, yeah, I get to say a bold word. But I did that and then I joined Nace Musical Society. So my love for singing was always there. And then when I was 18, I went... Long story short, I went as an au pair to Milan and I lived there for a year. And in that time, I went to see an opera. And I remember sitting there in La Scala. Didn't know how prestigious that was at the time because to me, it was just, you know, an opera house. I didn't realise it was the opera house, the most famous one. And I remember looking at the opera. I can't even remember what the opera was because I was clueless. And I remember sitting there and watching it and going, oh my goodness, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. That's it, really.
And did you say it out loud?
No.
Did people hear you?
I didn't get up. Oh my God,
no,
Eureka!
How did you then go about doing it?
I came home and I rang some of the colleges, music colleges, and I said, is there somewhere I can go to get singing lessons? And then I went to the Leinster School of Music, as it was then, and started my first singing lessons there. And then I went to the DIT, and one thing led to another. I did my degree, I did my master's, and here I am now.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah,
well,
I love
well done.
It.
We're delighted for you. Now, I'm told that you're a good friend of, is it Jose or Jose Carreras?
Jose.
How does he pronounce it?
Jose.
Where's he from?
Spain.
So it's Jose. It's Jose when they're from Portugal, isn't that correct?
He would say he's Catalan and not Spanish.
Well,
you know,
he's probably right.
Because he's making the political divide and he's always very, you know, even when we do the Zarzuela, which is the Spanish music, he always, and when we do the Neapolitan songs and some of the Spanish songs, he will sing them in Catalan as opposed to Spanish.
And have you performed with him many times?
over 30 times now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I've been at his 80th birthday now for the last couple of years. So I've enjoyed them. They're great.
He's continually 80, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah, continually 80.
Okay, listen, we're going to end with a recording of you singing. Is it Michaela or Michaela?
No, you're right, Michaela.
Michaela's aria from Carmen, and I'm going to let you introduce it, please.
Yeah, great. So this is the soprano aria from Carmen, and it's sung by Michaela, and you'll hear me singing it now. This is Je dis que rien ne me peut vendre.
Je vais voir des pièces de verre dans les artifices émodés enfiler ma verre en main de celui que j'avais jadis. Elle est dangereuse, elle est bleue.
Thanks to Celine. That's all we have time for today. Thank you to all of our contributors, all our quizzers, and to you for listening, and the crew behind the glass. Sound operator today, Kira Murphy. Our broadcast coordinator, Sinead Renshaw. Researchers, Elaine Carraher and John Riley. And the producer is Anna Letty. Don't forget, tune in to Mooney Goes Wild, 10 p.m. on Sunday nights, right here on Archie Radio 1. Sport will be with you next week. So till the next time we meet, bye.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.